Ho, 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 ho. How are we feeling?
A little nervous.
Yeah, I was going to say nervous. Yeah.
Nah, confident as hell. We have only ever succeeded in negotiations.
I don't know. Domains of Dread making me feel dreadful because this can go wildly wrong or it could actually go kind of well, but we stand more to lose than to gain.
Mm.
It saved us fucking up more of his house. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, we're here to get Lustra a booty call. And worst case scenario, Lustra doesn't get a booty call. It's not like we set the Hour of Ascension to happen, like, immediately. David is just staring at me right now. It's not that bad if we don't succeed here. Really?
It's like the entire reason that, you know, Lustra's in the mists is to, you know, try and get his, now his late father and Rena out. He's already failed in half of that.
It was never your choice to come to the mists. So you're just trying to make the best out of a bad situation, it seems.
Well, there's, you know, heaven forbid he feels, you know, somewhat responsible for them.
But yeah, but like,
yeah, heaven forbid.
You two and our previous dead characters, yeah, we never chose to come to the mists. We were sucked in and summoned. So, yeah, obviously, since that was the situation, that was great for you, and maybe that's why you were going to Waterdeep. But, like, they were just taken from you regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're trying to, yeah, you're making lemonade.
Yep.
Hey!
In this conversation is going to determine whether or not it is extra sour or maybe just a little bit sweet.
Maybe it's Mike's hard.
Oh, I gotta go.
I love how ironic it is that if everything goes great, if everything goes perfect, everything is just thumbs up all over the place, pretty good chance you guys won't see the second floor of this house.
We already scrolled up to the map. I don't know if you were just being cheeky midweek and you're like, oh, I'm just going to clear out all of the outside. That floor, that entire floor, all black. All mystery. Not unlike Dominia.
What do you mean?
Just to rub it in a little bit.
What? Well, yeah. I mean...
To tempt you a little bit.
We'll just park it right there.
So, here's the plan. He chats with us, and he's like, hey, I like you kids. I will give you anything you want, no questions asked. We say go to the second floor, right? It's not... We don't... Like, Rena can wait.
For the rest of the house. Let's see what other doorknobs
we'll walk and talk.
Got stuck to.
It'll be great. All the loot is there.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This could potentially be horrible, though. There's also that. Not everyone's at full HP right now. Some of you have some HP reduction going on. Killian's, like, hanging out in the 20s, I think.
My normal max HP is 48. My current max HP is 26.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm at an easily healable but relatively all-time low 44 hit points. I'm beat to shit, guys.
How many key points does Tess have?
I got two.
Two left.
It's fine. I did a lot with two key points.
It's true, honestly.
Yeah. Just one stun. That's all I need. Spend 8 key points for one stun. It's all I need.
Oh, boy. Could go great. Could go horrible. I guess it's time to find out what happens. You guys want to play some D&D?
I would love to.
Let's do it.
Let's play some D&D. After applauding you for making it this far, Godfroy appeared, Lord Wilfred Godfroy, this 70-year-old man, gray beard and hair. He was dressed like a gentleman, really high-quality clothing. He's got those pince-nez glasses on the bridge of his nose, carries this ebony cane with a metallic griffin on the tip, and has this very cold, emotionless look. I'll give you guys some fun art to look at.
Oh.
Okay. That is some old art.
It is, yeah. One of those is like a, it's like an old school like Ravenloft trading card, I think.
Oh my god. That is...
He looks like he's trying to help Alexander Graham Bell with the telephone. Right?
I was going to say, that's very founding father of him.
Yeah.
He does kind of look like a founding father. Oh, that's great.
80 apparati ago.
And like one of them with him leaning over and, you know, using his hands, reaching, he's like, no, trust me, just put the key on this kite and something cool really happened.
Fuck, it didn't kill him? Damn it.
Let's dump a bunch of tea in the harbor.
But after applauding you for making it this far, this Lord Godfroy appeared and said, who the hell are you to venture this deep into my home without invitation?
You can see Killian sort of shaking his hand, you know, aggressively as if it was just electrocuted, or in this case, had its life sucked out through the knocker.
Sorry.
And he looks over to Godfroy. Right, forgive us. We mean to come to parley, although it would seem that simply knocking was something that didn't bode well for any of us, myself included. Forgive the intrusion, Lord Godfroy. My name is Killian, and he will introduce the rest of the crew.
Oh, I think I already introduced myself.
I'm Troubadour! Hell yeah.
He looks at you and says, a parley. A talk. If you have something I need or desire, why shouldn't I just take it from you?
Slightly more metaphysical, and it's like a tete-a-tete bargaining thing.
Because, simply put, if I was to put this more candidly, knowledge and information isn't something that's quite easily just taken from us, eh? I would like to think that... more than anything, we could be of use to one another. After all, the sum of our parts is certainly larger than the full apparatus involved, wouldn't you think?
He raises his eyebrow. This is fine. What do you want?
Killian will look over to Lustra.
It's come to our attention that you may have a soul within your possession. Arena, by chance, who's probably came here in the past couple of weeks.
Godfroy gives you this creepy, knowing smile, Lustra, and says, I know this Rena. She's told me tales of a port city in a jungle land called Trolt. Told me of her boot making, her little shop. Quite frankly, her stories are boring, uninteresting. Except, of course, the part where she talked of this Lamin Venari, a copper dragonborn with the ability to traverse the mists unlike any other mist traveler. You must be the sun.
Lustra nods slowly.
Perhaps it is your mind and body I should have picked, Dragonborn.
Well, all we seek, at least on our end of this parley, is to have Rena return to me. That's at least what we're asking.
In the best condition you got left. Good point, good point.
He looks down at Troubadour, kind of just randomly changes the subject. As you wear the armor of a Knight of the Circle, sworn protectors of the Shadowborn bloodline, a human bloodline. Is that why you fight? To protect a bloodline that's not even yours?
Sure, there's a number of reasons. I Well, if information was so easily attainable just from sucking it out of somebody, he's going to reach into his pocket or sack and pull out the bottle of his own cerebral spinal fluid and brain juices. Mm-hmm. Like, be much easier to just drink all of those answers, wouldn't it? That's why I think this face-to-face is probably the better way to do it. Yeah. Yeah, I fight to protect those I believe in. Blood regardless.
Troubadour, go ahead and give me a check of some kind, or you could even use a resource if you want, but what I'm really asking of you is, like, Troubadour needs to either make a skill check or come up with some other means to convince Godfroy you guys are worth investing in.
Oh, fucking up your doorknob wasn't enough, eh?
Just take off your shirt and start flexing. Ooh, ah.
Troubadour just thinks for a second and gets introspective, and he's been this creature for all of a week tops. He looks at the discarded debris around him, thinks of all the clunky stuff we have in our bag of holding, and he just starts walking up the wall that Godfroy phased through so he can be at eye level with Godfroy. Silently unsheaths the flame tongue and then looks him straight in the eye and goes, one sec, for effect, sorry, hot stuff. And then the sword bursts into flame.
It's the sword, not you.
It's the sword, yeah. Though you're looking good for a Santa Claus impersonator. And then he just looks at him and he sees, I don't remember any of the countless horrors I have been subjected to in my years of dealing with the circle. All I know is whatever amalgam I've been created to be, this creature, well, we've already destroyed one or two of your failed experiments. I know a creature of Baron Midas that has failed one himself. And Troubadour is just going to take his shield arm and draw the flame tongue down his arm, burning it and damaging himself for a full attack's worth of damage.
Oh, God.
For an intimidation roll. If you're willing for strength, even better, over charisma. And he'll just look at Midas, or not Midas, Godfroy. He's projecting. He'll look at Godfroy and be like, I've seen what the creatures of the mist can create. They don't make me lose a wink of sleep or give me a single drop of sweat in fear.
Oh, I love it.
Damn.
Go ahead and roll some damage against yourself.
Fire!
And then... that's so badass. Take, you can do intimidation using strength. You can have advantage, too, because this is so badass.
Oh, you really don't want to botch it.
You were subjected to horrors.
Horrors.
Okay. Cool.
Horrors.
I don't know.
Done
I sort of,
to me by prostitutes. Those prostitutes
know,
just, really fucked me up.
Sort of tuned out after that.
That's 11 slashing, but luckily only 3 fire. So that's 14. And my intimidation. Oh, 17.
Godfroy seems quite impressed with this display. He watches his eyes slowly follow you as you're walking up the wall, and the corners of his mouth kind of raise when he sees just how willing you were to take your own blood. But there's other people in the room, and that's not the only check we have to make. He kind of turns to Killian and says, and you, What drives you, human?
You know, Godfroy, you and I aren't so unlike, at least when it comes to the dearly departed. I've certainly dealt with my fair share of ghosts and those beyond the grave. In fact, I'm searching for one now. I've only dealt with precious dozens, while you clearly have dealt with many thousands. But if there's something that I certainly have that you do not, it is those that are outside of this realm, outside of your purview. What drives me more than anything else, I would say, would be to put things to rest. More than that, I think you can appreciate certain characteristics about being put to rest. Clearly, you're not fond of being here, no more than anybody else was fond of being in the ground. I seek to find that kind of respite, not just for myself, but for those beyond. Namely, for my father, for my mother, and for those that I am with. Call it a life's calling, as ironic as that might be for somebody dealing with the dead. So more than anything else, I would think, Lord Godfroy, is that you and I can be of mutual benefit. I have experience outside these realms with the very same creatures that you have experience with. We could trade notes. We could inform one another. Make ourselves more capable in these bizarre and fractioning mists that I'm sure you're all too aware of.
Go ahead and roll a persuasion check.
Okay, that's 18.
You can tell that at the very least, like, his curiosity has been piqued by the thought that maybe you've got some information about a different domain, information about outside of Mordent that he might not already know. And that seems enough to interest him quite a bit. But then he turns to Tess, and with just a cold gaze, just like silently waits for you to plead your case as to why he should even bother with this Rena negotiation.
Tess matches the cold gaze with just as little emotion towards him. And she'll say, "We have told you what we want, what we're here for. And we have made offerings of what would make us worth your while. But I think what we really need is to know what it is that you want. You are a lord of this domain. You are probably the most powerful creature, powerful entity in this entire, in all of Mordent. But I think we both know that you are a prisoner here. And no matter how much power a prisoner has, they never can stop being that until they shrug off their chains. That is something that I can empathize with. Certainly, I do not want to be here either. And I believe that we have something else in common, that we have been forced into this by the same beings. The mists in and of themselves are a choice made arbitrarily by those who have power over them. Ezra, the Lady of the Mists, everyone seems to think that the mists are a good thing, that they keep people in their place. But I think you and I both know that that is just the opinion of one. Do you think anyone deserves to be stuck here?
Do you think anyone deserves to have no choice in what they can do moving forward? You try not to convey emotion, but I can see in your eyes that more than anything, you don't want us to give you something. You want us to take you away from here. And that is what we are looking to do as well. That is all we have been looking for. Sure. You could ignore us. You could send us away. Heck, you could even fight us. But the most that you will get out of that is leaving resources, is leaving your one chance on the table and walking away. I don't think you're the kind of person to do that. And in this, I'm trying to see if I have said enough buzzwords about escape, about feeling trapped, that I can have any of that have with my insight to know that I am being heard, that is what he wants, and can continue talking.
Oh, you want to do an insight check?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I love it.
16. Not the best, not the worst.
With that, Lord Wilfred Godfrey seems pretty open to negotiation. You guys get 3 passes before it even gets to Lustra.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, because I ain't going to do well.
And he says, I've allowed many to survive safely in Mordant, the Weathermay Foxgroves, the Van Richtens. All of them have set up shop in my domain. I see the value of having mistravelers come and go from Mordant. Each time they return from the mists, they bring new information. Adventurers can prove to be quite useful. And so, fine. Let us negotiate. But first, a token of goodwill from each party.
Do you want more blood? I can give more blood. Oh, one God. Sec.
This is a token of my goodwill. And he kind of gestures to all of you, mainly at like the propeller helmet that Troubadour is wearing currently. I will overlook the fact that you have robbed my study.
Yeah.
Perhaps, and he kind of looks at Killian, as a gesture of goodwill, you can tell me of this knowledge you have that I don't.
Sorry, I'm just imagining just like us going to a rich guy's house and trying to talk, like to be like, hey, yo, I got this cool movie to pitch, while like 2 of us behind are just like trying to steal his flat screen. Thank goodness we rolled high, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't want to interrupt him. Is he going to sort of, you know, ask what he wants of everybody, then Killian can go, or should he go now?
No, yeah, he's kind of, I mean, you guys can, you know, counter offer, but he's saying, keep the stuff you took. And maybe as a token of goodwill, show of good intent, you can tell him that info you told him you possess.
You can see Killian's shoulders roll back. And he goes, of course. Well, I think something that would be very important for you to know is we already encountered one of your apparatuses earlier. I think it would be very interesting for you to know that one Baron Metis was in charge of a certain important apparatus.
Tess is like looking around, Slash? What?
Certainly much more robust and larger than the ones you've created, but it had the ability to reach out and find people beyond the mists. This is just but one piece of information that I possess, that I've certainly come across many, many more.
Tess will, like, glance at Lustra and be like, give a little, it was us look.
I mean, I'm presuming that, you know, Killian learned all this off screen is what I'm learning.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah. Just to make that clear.
Yeah, we had our little slumber party.
Yeah, catch up to speed you up, yeah.
He says, a failed apparatus in Darkon. A device that didn't work. It was pawned off to one of Azalin Rex's pawns. Tell me something I didn't know.
Damn.
The effect, at least? It could pierce the veil versus your guy with the shiny chest who got... Well, here's the part. Here's the part, if you would like it back for Tracy's.
A failed apparatus, perhaps, but not one that did not have wide-sweeping ramifications. Surely, in your vast knowledge, you are familiar with the name Lenara Theridane, and the fact that this thinker, as it were, was something that awakened very special powers within her. This is certainly more than something that pierces the veil to find things. Oh no, it is more than that. And moreover, Baron Metis, while in charge of such a contraption, is certainly in charge of nothing no longer. For you look upon the slayers of the Metis.
Again, Tess will share an awkward look between her and Lustra. It's like, you look at two of them. Shit.
Actually, yeah, Troubadour's gonna fucking dig his nails into his hands. He didn't get to kill Baron Metis, and that makes him full of vengeance.
I know, you got to pump that water spout real hard.
Well, that's fair, never mind.
Are you looking for, deception here? Are you trying to, you're trying to kind of...
Yeah, I feel like
embellish what
I feel like that's
apparatus
the angle.
Could do.
That's the angle, yeah, the deception.
Let's go for it.
Come on.
Ooh, 25.
Fuck yes.
He seems to buy it. Furthermore, seems to kind of buy into all you folks as well. Definitely his eyebrows raise when he realizes that Baron Metis is dead and you're the cause. Zer. I'll accept that as a token of goodwill. And the negotiations continue. And he says, so now, what you want? Rena back. What do I get out of that?
What do you want? A hug?
Tiny hands. Coming from the wall.
You're a ghost, but I bet I can squeeze hard enough.
I mean, I can, punch ghosts, so I could probably give him a hug. Ooh, that's probably a better hug.
Group hug?
He kind of shrugs and says, I fear the truth of the matter here is I have more to offer you than you have to offer me.
I mean, that's fair, but that's how sort of a vendor works. If we want a specific item, it's the value on that item, not your overall stock. What is this all worth to you?
If what Killian here says is true, I want schematics. If Azalin Rex has built an apparatus that could let him escape, I want his notes. I want to know what he did differently.
I mean, fair.
I'm down.
Well.
Killian nods.
That is something that we are probably in a very unique position to provide. Because you value people who can travel through the mists. You are standing in front of probably the one with the most power to traverse them outside of the Lords of the Mists themselves. She glances at Lustra.
Lustra just has almost this, you know, twisted expression of rage and pity towards Godfroy, and he's just keeping his mouth shut because he's going to say something out of pocket if he says anything.
It's awful nice of you to protect this mistraveling good boy, to protect his girlfriend from all of the other whores in the mists, because our ability to zip and zap, his skill to find out the best avenues, mine on being badass, hers on being badass, he's new, but he's better than the last guy. There's not many people who can go through the mists regardless, let alone
with any, with any level of accuracy.
Maybe don't mention accuracy, Lustra.
The Kargat, the Kargatane, the best of the best. Borderline, you'd need a posse of Vistani to be able to pull off what we can right now. At least, you know, I mean, if you had that, kudos, I'm bowing out. But, you know, value. Vendors. We are the goods you can have right now. I know you're immortal, but that's a long time. I mean, she's an elf. She can wait. I don't know if I age anymore, but I'm a gnome. I could wait too. God knows what's going to pump through those mists in the next 100 years for you. We'll hang out in your cute little town. There's ghost dogs. They're adorable.
I think what my partner means to say as well is clearly we have a certain set of skills and things that we can acquire that you desire.
Thank you, Liam.
But, and once again, I feel like we've given our tokens of goodwill respectively, but surely we can see the merchandise that we will be exchanging our information for. You have Rena with you, yes?
She is alive. She is safe.
And I would presume we can go on more than just your word that she is alive and safe.
Yes, you see, the problem is she's on the second floor, and well, I just somehow feel like I don't want to let you in there.
You offer me yourselves. You offer to work for me, is that it? You make promises of the future. Promise that you'll get me these schematics. Promise that you'll help stop Azel and Rex. Very well. I promise when it's done, you'll have your Rena.
Now, first of all, it gives him some, like, big old doe eyes. You had me at Stop Azel and Rex. Do you promise we'll have Rena in her most hearty and hale state? Because whatever you can get out of Miss Boring Tales, Bootmaker, no offense, I bet she's lovely. The things we can pull off is better than draining her and torturing her. And I'd hate for coffee to fall on any schematics if we're shocked to hear Rena's not all in her best shape when we come back.
If nothing else, I think it would do to motivate dear Lustra, our esteemed colleague through the mists, if he might even spy a chance at his Rena. Just a glimpse. Just something to whet his appetite.
Oh my God.
For us to know that she is indeed here. And it is not simply your word we are taking.
It's like seeing the briefcase full of money, but his lady. Not in a briefcase.
Because certainly I don't expect you to take us at our word. We will be producing schematics and notes, among others. And we can certainly provide those. But we want to make sure that our... And he sort of, you know, feels a little uneasy saying it, but he still musters it anyways. But that our payment is actually, in fact, here.
She's here. And says, but am I to believe that a quick glance will be enough? lies.
I think we've beaten around the bush quite enough.
Sorry.
Killian's facial expression sort of hardens for a moment. I don't need to explain to you that Aslan Rex and the Hour of Ascension are inextricably linked. Moreover, that we seek to stop such things from happening. Moreover, that this seems to also be your window as well, to have what you seek. Not only are we interested in getting Rena back for these schematics we discussed, but we are also mutually beneficially agreed upon to stop the Hour of Ascension, stop Aslan Rex. And your assistance in this respect would also be a way to hasten that resolve, to quicken that result.
As you start, kind of mentioning the Hour of Ascension and stopping it, Godfroy he chuckles, laughs. The other Dark Lords are fools. They're fools to believe that Azel and Rex will give them a choice. Bend the knee and be spared after the Hour of Ascension, or be destroyed. It is a desperate attempt to bend some of them to his will now so he can use them to succeed in his plans. But in the end, he will destroy us all if he is victorious. Dark Lords tend to be ambitious. He will not risk letting any of us stand in his way in the future. It's a clean slate he wants. And power, of course, to rule over whatever planes of existence he desires.
Is that not what you want, though, Lord Godfroy?
It is certainly better than destruction.
Then it seems we have a shared goal.
Perhaps.
So then, I think we're of an accord. You help us with the end of the Hour of Ascension, the destruction of Aslan Rex, and perhaps maybe even the schematics we were discussing earlier. This seems quite heavily tilted to only get Rena in return. There is another name that comes to mind that I believe you have in your possession, one Daniel May Foxgrove.
Daniel Foxgrove. What? His wife want his spirit freed, is that it?
A paltry task for one such as yourself, but if we are to stop something as cataclysmic as the Hour of Ascension, surely one additional soul is nothing for the Lord Godfroy on Pongriffin Hill.
Perhaps Foxgrove's spirit could be put on the table. But if we are being open now, let me put everything I've got to offer on the table. I have Rena. I have the spirit of Daniel Foxgrove. I also possess a bit of knowledge about things outside of Morden that I doubt you know. Little secret about Hazel and Rex.
Oh. Tess is like trying to hide her very aggressive intrigue and failing a lot.
He again gestures to the items you've already taken. He says, what you've already found, I offer you as a token of goodwill. But what about when this is all over? He looks at Lustra. He says, I have a feeling you're going to want to go home. And so will your Rena. That can be very difficult. In the best of circumstances here in the domains of dread. But I have had quite a bit of experience with apparatuses.
Oh.
when this is all over, I might just be able to find you one that can get you out of here. And so he starts kind of counting on his fingers. That's four things I can count. You're offering mercenary work and a promise at schematics.
There's no par. There's no promise on schematics. If I'm going to tell you it's a binding oath, you will have your schematics or I will be dead. So really, it's an investment. You help me, it helps me get schematics. They're coming back to you. I want nothing more in my existence than to stop Aslan Rex and stop this hour of his ascension.
Make a persuasion with advantage.
17?
There's just something in Troubadour's face that just can't be denied. And he says, fine. A promise for the schematics. And you have my word that once you return, I will allow Rena and the rest of you all to leave Mordent peacefully.
Well, that suits me fine. You guys can figure out the rest of this.
Until then, I will release her into your custody, but try to bring her across the mists of Mordent, and I will make you watch her die.
Yeah, no, she's probably safer here anyway. Do you got, like, a nice spot for her, or do we just take her back to the alchemy? I'll shut up.
I think that we've come to an accord then, Lord Godfroy.
Do you have something? Do you want his, like, secret? His Aslan Rex secret?
Well, I haven't said much. I'm not good with words, and he's just going to be super frank with Godfroy. You know, I kind of walked through life, and something Rena taught me was a lot about trades and such, and you're right. Everything that's been given right here is just empty promises, words, but nothing concrete. You are being cordial and hearing us out, and you know that my reputation seems to precede me through my father. You are nice enough to have Rena be released, and as a means of goodwill and as a means to make more, what's the word, rapport, we will give you something concrete. And he goes to his rosary where he has all his mist talismans and takes out the flowers that would lead to Valachan. And he goes, I will give this to you now as just for better rapport. This is a mist talisman that will take you to the domain of Valachan. I don't think I need to explain to you about mist travel and how it works, and you know how important these things are. You now have a mist talisman that you didn't have before, and where it goes. Do with that what you will. I give this to you as a means to make things equal, and so that we are on a better standing with each other, other than just words. I'm more of a man of action, a dragonborn of action, you could say, rather than words, so I can definitely respect that idea. And he, you know, almost regretfully hands him the mist talisman.
He snatches it up and says, I want them all. Every talisman you've got, aside from Darkon and Mordent. A promise, if you will, that you'll go to Darkon, get my schematics, and come back. What else would you need? Agree to that, and you can have your choice of what's left on the table. Foxgrove spirit, my promise of an apparatus that will let you escape these mists. And he is talking about, like, an apparatus that would, you know, let
Non-Dark Lords
escape. Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
That's
insane.
Or a little secret about Aslan Rex. But if you give him every talisman you've got aside from Darkon and Mordent, he'll give you whichever one of those three you want.
I'm going to propose a counter out of character, because I'm about to propose it in character. Let's test get back to the material plane as well, and we keep the one for Van Richten because we just need a safe harbor. I'm cool with getting rid of the rest.
So all but Van Richten's is what I'm hearing.
All but Van Richten's, Mordent, and Darkon.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure it's not just you and Rena, but Tess as well, that can go back to the prime material plane.
Yeah.
Or does this apparatus, based on how he's describing it, this apparatus will get everybody who wants to go back?
That's the way he's talking about it.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
That's the promise he's making.
All right, so yeah. Troubadour perks up, and we do the, like, you know, hey, everybody, let's sit to the side, even though he can probably hear us kind of thing. I'd be like, you know what? As long as we keep the one that lets us get back to Van Richten for our safe haven, I'm down for it. What do y'all think?
I think that makes sense. It would only stand to reason that we want things that will help us succeed in our task. A safe haven is one such place.
Yes. Plus then, you know, once you get back home, you can have all the beads and baubles you want there, buddy.
Not just beads and baubles, but you do make a good point.
The nice thing is that all, you know, the mist talismans are all non-magical. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can not hand over Van Richten's glasses, and we call it a deception check.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're non-magical, so.
Yep.
And you need to be a mist traveler to identify them, as far as we know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't give them all the ones you know of, we're going into deception check.
Okay. I think we go and do that. I think we put it on a deception roll.
Let's do it.
I'm going to burn inspiration so I can get advantage.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god, I've never felt so nervous for a friggin'...
This is an important role.
This is a very important role.
Oh, I'm so glad I hold on to inspiration. Come on, dice, don't fuck me.
Anyone else have something we can offer him?
I don't know if it's something that Killian can do, maybe to help lower the DC, but Killian has a feat called telepathic.
Mm-hmm.
It allows him to speak to anybody within 60 feet of him telepathically. Something else that's part of that feat is once a day, I can cast detect thoughts.
Okay.
So maybe, like, I can detect surface thoughts. I suppose the thing that he would be looking for is, hey, does Godfroy even know how to check for a mist talisman, or know, you know, what characteristics make a mist talisman, as a way to sort of, you know, like, that maybe he can convince him in some way, shape, or form as part of this deception that it's like, yeah, this is definitely a mist talisman, and sort of, like, you know, play on that a little bit.
I like it. Kind of help Lustra, and then you can communicate all that to Lustra telepathically and kind of help Lustra read the situation. And
Yeah.
I like that. So yeah, roll. We're going Lustra deception with advantage here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're already using your inspiration.
Yes.
But you don't have to use it if you want to just have natural advantage. That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll keep my inspiration. I need that for a death saving throw.
Mm.
It's about to come if you fuck up this roll.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm burning my detect thoughts here to see if I can't, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, here we go, and I have a plus zero to this, so it's just a raw d20 roll.
Okay.
One was a natural one, and the other was a 10.
Ouch.
Okay.
Detect thoughts is a spell slot, or is that your once-a-day talent?
It's my once-a-day talent as a result of the feat.
So technically a spell slot, eh?
There's just something about the way that Lustra hands the items over. Like, you've got, what, the glass eye and the flower.
I've got the glass eye, the flower, technically...
The rosary.
The rosary, because it's Lamin's, and that was to Darkon.
It's telling you can keep Darkon and Mordent if Mordent, you have those. But yeah, there's just something about the way you hand them over. And he looks at you as if he's waiting. He says, I'm supposed to believe that the son of a great mistraveler doesn't have any more. And he's calling you out.
We have...
Look, when it comes to the talismans, yeah, I do have one more. But the thing is that you want us to succeed in getting these schematics, right? And we need to travel through a lot of dangers because you know the mists are dangerous, right? We need a safe haven. This leads to one for us as a means to rest, as a means so that we can actually get this done.
Where does it go?
When it comes to this mist talisman, we'll get your schematics and this will help ensure that, and you can have the mist talisman when we bring the schematics back.
Where does it go?
A subdomain of Darkon, a fraction, a... Well, it's not even that. It's based on that. It's based... We took it from... Lysenia? No.
Radonovich.
We took it from Madame Radonovich's corpse. Effectively, it's the remnants of what she tried to create out of her hate. We burned all of her vileness out of there. It's our camp, our cave, our hope. You want something that lets us keep that? Buries a flame tongue in the floor.
He seems adamant about wanting to know where it goes. Name the domain.
I don't think it has a name, and I'm not lying. I don't think it does. Everything I've said has been truthful.
And cryptic.
Oh, where my does goodness, it go? Says the... It goes to the house of Rudolf Van Richten, his estate, or whatever bubble dimension was created by Radonovich's hate. We need that, like you need this tower we're talking in right now. We need that little bit of sanctuary to create things, to make our leeway, to have a backdoor and escape. He is what has gotten us here so far to be shady and not be honest with you. I have not lied to you at all. I have not tried to be shady. I have cut. I will bleed for this. We have the same goal. Throw that in with the arena. We'll throw those glasses in with the schematics.
You can see but he's kind of...
Until it's done, we need this.
He's... Almost only half paying attention to you at this point, Troubadour. He's like mumbling to himself. If this has changed something in his thoughts, he's mumbling. If Van Richten's dead, then his bloodline has died with him. He looks at all of you and says, there are those who thought the ancient bloodlines referenced in the prophecies was the Van Richten bloodline. But it would seem as if that's not the case. This will only increase efforts to eliminate the Shadowborn and every other ancient bloodline. Rex and his followers will kill everyone they come across until they have achieved their victory. And you can tell he's pissed that you guys tried to deceive him. Like, there's a check mark in the wrong column right now.
But yeah, that sounds about right.
That information, like, it angers him, and he says, fine, keep the glasses. Which one do you want? And he looks at all of you, referring to Foxgrove's spirit, promised an apparatus that leads to escape, or a secret about Azalyn Rex.
Troubadour stares daggers at Lustra after trying to deceive him and goes, yeah, which one do you want? And he's leaving the decision in your hands.
Lustra looks to the rest of the group.
I'm so stressed out right now.
Yeah, I am too.
Killian takes a deep breath. You can see he's sort of, you know, almost a little bit panicked. But... will say to Lustra,
Azalyn Rex. The secret about Azalyn Rex.
Tess will put her hand on Lustra's shoulder and light be white knuckling. She'll have like a hard look on her face. and she'll just mumble out of the corner of her mouth, "I hate that that was the right choice."
Godfrey doesn't. And he lets out another one of those creepy smiles. "A wise choice. Azalyn Rex is unbelievably powerful. They say the mists could barely contain him. And so the mists were forced to curse him with another punishment on top of the eternal imprisonment. Azalyn Rex's curse is that while he is contained by the mists, he cannot learn any new magic. If he was able to learn new spells and had centuries to do so, there's no doubt he would master incredibly powerful incantations, rituals, spells of power that no one has ever seen before. But thanks to his curse, he can't do that. Which is why he's so obsessed with the apparatus. He uses them as a way to accomplish things he cannot do with his own magics. If you were able to get your hands on one of Azalyn Rex's spell books, why, you could face him while knowing exactly what he's capable of. Even if the spell book you find was hundreds of years old, you could still be confident that he hasn't learned any new tricks. Because his curse prevents him from learning any new spells at all."
That's juicy.
Ah, that's worth not going home.
Oh, man.
And he's probably got a couple. He's been around a while.
Okay.
It's just Tasha's irresistible dance. Over and over
again. I was scared Godfrey was going to say, "And his favorite color was blue."
No, wait.
Okay.
Oh.
So, he looks at all of you expectantly as some of your mouths drop open with this new knowledge. "Is that only leaves what you're willing to give for the spirit of Foxgrove and a promise at escape when it's all said and done? I have a proposition, if you'll humor me."
"Oh, gladly."
"I'll give you both."
"Ooh?"
"For one."
"Okay."
"One more promise. When this is all said and done, if you're victorious, Azalyn Rex is stopped, and I'm given the schematics on how to build a device that will let me escape, well, I can't very well be leaving this domain as just a spirit. It's going to take a lot of mistraveling, I'm sure." He kind of lets his eyes fall on Lustra. "'Cause I'll need a new body when it's all said and done."
"Okay, first of all, I know it's the height thing, but I feel overlooked."
He, with an evil grin, says, "I'm open for negotiation, small one."
"Does my soul, how does it work? My soul just gets jettisoned and you can have the body, or are we a team?"
"With every failed apparatus comes a new fun little toy. As I've got one that will provide us with what we need. My soul, your body, He looks open to the thought of it being Troubadour, but you figure kind of settled on Lustra because thanks to, you know, interrogating Rena, he already knows that Lustra is the son of an amazing mist traveler. Mm-hmm. He's like, eh, that body seems like a good one.
All right. I reiterate, if you're going to try and get to the prime material plane, once you're there, you don't need mist traveling. I'm amazing. And if my soul gets put to rest, I'll give up my body.
After all, just
look
to
at this flex. Strength roll.
Lustra really just gets a look of disgust over his face at the notion.
Before Lustra can finish that thought, Killian would be like, after all, wouldn't you like to live a little bit longer than a typical dragonborn would? I'm sure that Troubadour is just as talented a mist traveler, being a paladin of the circle.
I have 150 years left in me, and that's not even counting the damn pier, baby. Again, I reiterate, flex.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can make a persuasion check.
Hell yes, I will.
Sway him a little bit, Troubadour.
How we do? Each do one?
Sounds like a Troubadour roll, I think. Troubadour persuasion.
Do I have advantage because of my... my hype man?
Yeah, sure.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, that's a natural 20 for a 22.
Hey! Oh!
I mean, he doesn't seem against the idea, but you can tell he definitely is still kind of lingering on Lustra. Like, the thought of, like, Lustra is like, your class is basically mist traveler. You've been to the material plane. He still seems very interested in Lustra, but open to the thought of it being someone else, especially, you know, if Lustra doesn't make it in the long run.
What about three-way? I die. You take his body. He's stuck in my body.
What?
My spirit goes away because you don't have a body. You take his mistraveling body. He has to now date Rena in my body.
Oh. The whole point of this negotiation was to have both of them leave safely. Why are you backing out of that?
It's their spirits, not necessarily the vehicles.
Well, can I actually have a word in this?
Absolutely not.
And that is that my body's off the table. As you know, I'm part of Great Mist Travelers. I am convinced in my own power that I can get there with or without your apparatus. I appreciate the offer, but no, my body's off the table. You can't have my body.
Oh.
So be it, then. Perhaps you'll reconsider. Or perhaps when this is all said and done and you return to Mordant with my schematics and to get your Rena, perhaps you'll have changed your mind, or perhaps I'll take one of you others up on your offer.
Well, I think we have some schematics to get.
I would say. You can see Killian sort of, you know, again, you can see his shoulders relax, his facial features soften. Thank you, my lord. You've been most humble and courteous to our parlay. Just a recommendation. Install maybe a doorbell or something, so that way I don't have to lose life force when I go knocking. But thank you, my lord. You've been most helpful and certainly an excellent business partner.
He says, Daniel. And then this second spirit shows up in the room. I think the best way to describe Daniel Foxgrove is Keanu Reeves from Bram Stoker's Dracula. That's really the best way to describe what Daniel looks like. And once Daniel shows up in the room, his ghostly eyes kind of linger over the bow strapped across Lustra's back. There's a sad look in his face.
Your bow sucks.
Godfrey says, go get the girl. And Daniel Foxgrove just walks out of the room, walks right through a wall, and we'll see if he comes back with Rena next week.
Oh, man.
It's a whole lot of walls for him to go to. That's fair.
He's got to go all the way to the second floor.
Oh, we can't do that.
Oh, my God.